Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I am all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. Now, I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. One, because anxiety bites, and I know it bites because I've been there. And two, when it comes to food or diet and lifestyle, permanent lasting health comes from committing to making small changes. And you don't need to do everything perfectly. You don't need to do everything all at once. It's not an all or nothing situation. No, we take things one bite at a time. Today's episode is called 10 Transformational Health Steps You Could Start Doing Right Now to Transform Your Life. Like you, I face my own health challenges, but today I'm healthy and I feel great, and I want to help you feel great too. So with my background and training and coaching skills and life experience, I'll guide you, inspire you, and support you with a holistic mind-body approach to supporting your anxiety. So we can work together to balance all aspects of your health, mind, body, and soul, starting with food. Now, if you've been feeling run down, anxious, depressed, and generally unhealthy, these 10 transformational health steps will get you on the path to feeling good again. So this is about making small, conscious changes to what you're eating now and turning your diet toward healthier patterns and habits. Now, I like to keep it simple. Eat better, feel better. So don't feel pressured to do all these steps at once. Give yourself at least 8 weeks to get through these 10 steps. The plan is to work 5 steps over a 4-week period first. So try a few of the steps you think will be easiest for you, and then move on to the 5 more challenging ones in the second part. So that way you'll be making permanent, healthy lifestyle changes one bite at a time. Now let's get started. Transformational health step number 1 is to drink at least 8 glasses of water or other healthy fluids every day. Now you could try spring water, a sugar-free, additive-free beverage like an herbal tea or a fruit tea. And this is because multiple studies point to a link between dehydration and a higher risk of anxiety. And researchers found that anxiety was higher in people who didn't drink enough water. What I like to do is make infused spa water. It's very simple. Just add a pint of your favorite berries or maybe some citrus slices to about 2 liters of pure water, chill it overnight, and there's your infused spa water. And this type of water has been shown to flush toxins from your body and improve your mood. Transformational health step number 2 is to eat more dark leafy green vegetables and also root vegetables. So you have a wide range of broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, green beans, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, onions, carrots, squash, sweet potatoes. And that's because leafy greens can help people with anxiety feel calmer. Research has shown that the changes in the magnesium homeostasis play a very active role in anxiety disorders. So make fresh, steamed, or raw vegetables the largest part of your meal. Transformational health step number 3, minimize those carby whites. And by that I mean refined carbs like white bread, white rice, white potatoes, and regular pasta, because they aren't your friends. Now, I know these foods can be the hardest ones to let go of because starchy, carby foods are usually the first choice when it comes to comfort foods. But white flour and other refined carbs can cause adrenaline spikes that can trigger panicky or anxious feelings. Now, I have some ideas for you for some easy swaps. For example, if you like your white bread in wraps, try Ezequiel bread and brown rice tortillas or corn tortillas or even a lettuce wrap. If you like your starchy potatoes, try to swap some yams or sweet potatoes or brown rice or some quinoa. And if you are a breakfast cereal person and you're eating those Captain Crunch or Fruity Pebbles, maybe it's time for a grainless cereal or a protein breakfast smoothie. And if you love your pasta, there are some options to switch over to brown rice pasta, quinoa pasta, spiralized zucchini, or even spaghetti squash. Transformational health step number 4 is to eat more beans and lentils. And that's because beans and lentils are high in protein, which will give you the amino acids your body needs to create your brain chemicals. Kidney beans in particular are high in tryptophan, which is an amino acid that increases your brain chemical called serotonin, and that has a calming effect. Low dietary tryptophan has been linked with increased anxiety and stress. So eating more dietary tryptophan will help you reduce anxiety, stress, and even depression. Transformational health step number 5 is to eat 3 servings of fresh fruit every day. And that means apples, berries, pears, citrus. And this sounds like an obvious step to take, but a lot of people either skimp on fruit or they go in the opposite direction and eat way too much. And fruit does have sugar in it. So aim for the middle ground, 3 servings a day, either with your meals or if you have it as a snack, have some protein like yogurt or nuts with it. And the reason why you want to have protein with fruit is to minimize the blood sugar spikes from the fruit. And the protein will help it digest a lot slower. Some of my favorite fruits are called superfruits, and that includes things like raspberries, lemons, kiwi, grapefruit, bananas. And superfruits have an amazing range of health benefits. I like them so much I did a whole podcast on them. So go ahead and listen to that one if you haven't already. But superfruits can cleanse your body and fight free radicals. They can elevate your feel-good chemicals like the serotonin. They lower inflammation and they enhance your stamina and vitality. Transformational health step number 6. Ditch the sugary drinks like those coffee drinks, orange juice, and other fruit juices, and try not to add sugar to anything you drink. Now, if you like your fruit smoothies and your Jamba Juice and your amped up coffee drinks, well, they are really just giant sugar bombs. For example, a cafe mocha has 35 grams of sugar. Yikes! And once you're drinking your spa waters, you won't crave those high sugar drinks. So give it some time and work on this one. What you can have instead is almond milk, fruit teas, coconut water, your spa water, herbal teas, raw vegetable juices, sparkling water, and even spring water. So you do have some other options. Transformational health step number 7 is to cut back and eventually eliminate sugar like sweets and cakes and desserts and pastries. I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but these are just not good for you in any way, especially if you're trying to get over anxiety and depression. Now, what I do is I limit that kind of thing to a special occasion. I say I will not say no to a piece of wedding cake or a piece of birthday cake, and that's really about all I have anymore. The reason is added sugars will cause your blood sugar to go on a roller coaster ride of spikes and crashes, and your energy and your mood goes up and down with it. So when your blood sugar crashes, your mood crashes and your anxiety levels can spike. And I know it's hard because let's face it, we love those things. But the bottom line is the less sugar you eat, the healthier you'll be. And it is a conscious choice. Now, this may be a step that you want to put off for the second part of the plan. And that's okay because sugar is highly addictive. And if you're eating a lot of it, this might be a struggle. And that's okay. What you can have instead is some fresh fruit, some plain yogurt with fruit, maybe some nuts or seeds, a baked cinnamon apple or some hot chocolate, and even a couple of ounces of good quality dark chocolate. So all is not lost. But it's very important to try to keep your sugar intake to less than about 6 teaspoons a day, which is about 25 grams. And that may not sound like a big deal until you see just how quickly your sugar intake can add up. Some foods like cake and desserts are obviously high in sugar, but other foods might surprise you. I always say eat plain yogurt because fruit-flavored yogurt can have up to 20 grams of sugar per cup. And even orange juice can have 10 grams of sugar. A soda, an energy drink like a Red Bull can have almost 40 grams of sugar. And even coleslaw might give you up to 23 grams of sugar. So it does creep into your diet very easily. And that's a conscious thing to try to be aware of as you progress through the steps. Transformational health step number 8 is to say no to fried food, hydrogenated fat, and excess animal fat. There are a lot of really good healthy fats to enjoy, so this could be an easy swap for you to make. And the reason is animal fats, fried foods, hydrogenated fats can cause inflammation, and that can lead to increased anxiety. And if you are craving something fatty, have some avocado or a handful of nuts instead of chips. If you're ready to swap your oils, try avocado oil, even pasteurized butter, grapeseed oil, nut oils like almond, macadamia, or walnut oil, olive oil, of course, or coconut oil. So you do have some options. Transformational health step number 9 is to work on cutting out processed meats like sausages, ham, deli meats, hot dogs, and try to get those packaged foods out of your diet, the ones with chemical additives or artificial colors and flavors. Now, processed foods usually contain a really high amount of salt, and excessive salt intake raises your blood pressure and increases the workload on the heart, and that causes your body to release adrenaline, which in turn leads to anxiety. And let's face it, that kind of stuff isn't good for you, and it never has been. So think about cutting these foods out of your diet. You may not have very many in your diet to begin with, but if you are eating deli meats and hot dogs and that kind of thing, think about how you can make some healthier choices. Transformational health step number 10, and I'm sorry if I sound like a party pooper, limit yourself to one alcoholic drink a week. And this might sound extreme to someone who enjoys a glass of wine or a margarita a few times a week, or maybe alcohol is what you use to ease your social anxiety. Now, I know there's nothing wrong with keeping some healthy red wine in your diet or having a cocktail now and then, but bear in mind, alcohol changes the level of serotonin and the neurotransmitters in the brain, which makes anxiety worse. And when alcohol wears off, you're possibly going to feel even more anxious. So this step may be one that you put off until part 2 of the program, and that's okay. But it's something to be aware of. You could kind of see what you're drinking and see where you can cut back as you work through the program. Pick the 5 steps that you feel you can do over the next 4 weeks. Pick the ones you think will be easiest. That may be changing the oils. That may be cutting out processed food. That may even be cutting back on the alcohol. It just depends on what you already are doing with your diet. And make those 5 steps a habit in the first 4 weeks. After that, for the second 4 weeks, see what's left. And you may have the more challenging steps left, like sugar or the carbohydrates or the alcohol. But now that you've already got 5 steps under your belt and you've proven to yourself that you can do it, make a commitment to work on those final 5 steps. So there you have it, 10 transformational health steps and an action plan. And hey, you've already taken the first step by listening to my podcast, so congratulations, you have taken that first bite. So I hope you liked today's episode. And don't forget to send me a message if you'd like a copy of this program. I have an ebook for you, 10 Transformational Health Steps, and I'd be happy to email it to you. So put a message here in the comments or send me an email at michelle@bellaholisticnutrition.com. I really appreciate you being here with me. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks feel like. I know what anxiety feels like. I know what you're going through. And I also know what it takes to start feeling better. So don't feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help and making changes to your life. And remember to keep it simple. Eat better, feel better, and start putting anxiety behind you. And one more thing, if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop. Check with your doctor or primary caregiver before making any changes, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not able to offer medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer you support and education, not diagnose or offer any treatment. If you have any questions or comments and would like a copy of this program, remember to drop me a message. If you'd like to know more, visit my website at bellaholisticnutrition.com. And please remember to follow me on Facebook at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon. And until next time, take care.